Hallelujah. 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 Oh, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we give you thanks. Oh, Father, we pray.
The people sing.
Father, we thank you today. And we say, welcome, welcome to every single person on the line tonight. Welcome. Oh, I'm playing one of my favorite songs tonight. Yes, I am. Oh, hallelujah. I do love this worship song. I have no rights to this song, but I just played it all week, a couple of weeks now. Because her Father God is still high. Her Father God is glorious. We have a powerful God. And His name is Jehovah. But we can sing Hosanna in the highest tonight. We can say, Lord, we give you praise. As I welcome everyone tonight, I pray that you have a wonderful Christmas and celebrate the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we worship you today. We come before you tonight, Lord, and we say, thank you for giving us life. There's a lot of individuals who haven't even lived to see today. But Father God, we are here. So we give you praise and we give you worship. And we just thank you tonight. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you. I repent from all my sins. Every single person online, just repent from all your sins. And ask the Holy Father to wash you and cleanse you in the blood of Jesus. That way, we can come boldly to the throne of grace and we can seek mercy. And we can seek mercy tonight. We can seek mercy tonight in the time of need. Father, we love you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you in this place. Holy Spirit, come forth now. Lead us and guide us. Give us information. Oh, God, if I pray in the spirit and if I have no interpretation, I am just building up myself. And if you know how to pray in the spirit, go right ahead. But if you don't feel condemned. Pray in your known language. English, Spanish, wherever is your known language, just pray. And give God thanks and give Him praise this day. If you guys get the email from Sonia, you would have noticed that tonight is war. Yeah, tonight is a night of war. So we are warring tonight in the spirit. Welcome every single person. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you have your Bibles, turn to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. And I was going to look up what the word war means. I'm going to look up in my on my phone. If you have your phone, you could look. And just Google war. Meaning of war. I just felt like doing that right now. War. And enter. And I have it on my paper here. It says, war is a state of conflict. Talks about a group of people or a nation or whoever. And you are in a conflict with someone. And you go out and you, and it says warfare. And it says another part, it says fight. And another thing, it says battle. So these are just the similar words to the word war. So you must have an idea what we're talking about when we say to go to war. Like, say for instance, you have a neighbor. And you and the neighbor is arguing. That's a form of war. You guys doesn't see eye to eye. You are in a conflict. Move your garbage can. Move your thing from here. I don't want it here. That is a conflict. That means you guys are not in agreement. And that's what we are here for tonight. We won't be in agreement with the enemy. Satan has no power and no authority over us. The word of God said, try the spirit and see if it's of God. If it's not of God, if it's bringing conflict, if it's bringing fear, if it's bringing torment, that is not of the Holy Spirit, that of evil itself. So we are in a war. Sometimes it's a war with your mind. Your war with your mind. How are you going to override? How are you going to override that? How are you going to come against that conflict? You are going to use the word of God. You're going to use the word of God. You're going to have faith. Because faith is the opposite of fear. If a person is fearful, they are not giving their 100% to Jehovah God. They are taking it on in their flesh. Flesh and the spirit cannot be together. There is a conflict. If you read Romans, take your time out and read Romans. Read Corinthians. There are scriptures in there to back up what I'm saying. The flesh and the spirit is at war against each other. Your mind is, it's fleshly concept when you talk about your mind. Oh, okay. I'm not listening to my spirit. I'm not listening to my heart. I'm just dealing with my mind. You know what? You're going to get emotional. There's going to be conflict. So tonight we are in war. We are in war. And we know that the war is already won. We are not being stupid. It's a complete game changer. No matter what war you are in, Tara, it is a game changer tonight for you. You have to understand that no matter what you're going through, you cannot bring it back over into 2026. You understand me? It just can't. It just can't. It just can't. It just can't. It just cannot go. Effective immediately, you got to take a stand. And you got to take down this conflict. When Moses was out there, and Moses said, who are you? What do you want me to do? He said, I am. That I am. Who are you going to say to say? Who are you going to tell them, send me? Tell them that I am sending. I was looking that over. Tell them, because tonight I hear a word, Jehovah Kiba. I don't even know if I spelled it right, but I hear Jehovah, K-E-B-B-A-H. If you could come up with a different spelling, go right ahead. Find it, look it over, understand it for your own self. Jehovah God, the I am sent me. He didn't go on his own. He said the I am. Who is the I am? God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. All three of them come together as one unit. They communicate. They, before the Father God, you know, send the Son, he said, you know, I'm looking for a person who I am. And Jesus said, send me. I'm ready. I'm ready to come out of you, and I'm ready to go on the earth, and I'm ready to go represent your people. That's why when the ending come, and he know, and he start walking in the flesh, you know, at the end, you know, the flesh depart, come over. He said, you know what? Take this cup. But then he remember, look, then he was reminded now in his spirit, You are here for this reason. You're here to die. You're here to spill your blood because goat and lamb and sheep and cows and meal is not going to help mankind. It will have to be the sacrificial lamb. You have to die. The blood has to spill. Mankind have to wallow in this blood. They have to say, blood of Jesus, I need you. I need you to wash me. I need you to cleanse me. I need you, Jesus. I need your blood in my house. I need it on my doorpost. I need it in my car. I need it on my body. I need it in my mind. I need it in my family. I need it in my family. I need it in my generation. Because as you know, here at the Holy Tabernacle, we have two distinctions. The Father revealed it to me. My family and my generation is two things, different things. My generation comes out of my loins. A woman have kids, a husband, boyfriend, whatever, how the baby come. That's your generation. Your family is your mom, your pops, your brothers, your sisters, your cousin. That's a different. The Bible say the generation of the righteous is blessed. So I shouldn't have any kind of curse on me. It will come, but it's not going to come of God. Read your Bible. Just don't take my word for it. Google these. Google it. Write it down. Look it over. If you even have one scripture. Jehovah Kebah. K-E-B-B-A-H. Check it out. Moses. Who do you think I am? Who am I that's sending you? You want to know who's sending you, Moses? Yes, Lord. I want to know who's sending me. And he says, I am that I am. It is in Genesis 3 because I read it. I read it this evening. I read it today. I read it. You could go continue reading it. You could start from Genesis 3 and see exactly what God was talking about and how that scripture come about. You could go over to Mark 11, 23, 24. When you believe in God for something, You could put these two scriptures together. I am that I am. I believe that I am. I believe in you, Lord Jesus. I know what I say is going to come to pass. So out of my mouth, out of my belly, I am going to live. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to think. And I'm going to speak. And it's going to come to pass. If I should say to this mountain, generational curse, move, it's going to move. Destructive family situation, it is going to move. Destruction in my life, it is going to move. Mark 11, 23, 24 says, if you speak or say anything to the mountain, Proverbs 18, 21 says, death and life is in your tongue. Speak, speak, baba, baroma, mama. Romans 10, 17. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for life. Satan, in the name of Jesus, you have no power. You have no authority in my life. I drive you out right now. War in the spirit. Every source and force, every fire that comes in, every fiery dart that comes in, everything that the enemy comes and bring in, that's not of you, Lord. I tear it back and I drive it back. Every fire in my house, every confusion in my house, everything that's going through my mind, that's not of you, Lord. I drive it out and I say, back off, Satan. Back off, Satan. You have no power. You have no authority over my life. You're not going to control me, 2026. I'm not going to hear no voice. The only voice I'm going to hear is the voice of the Lord God Almighty. I don't want to hear no other voice. The word of God declare, my sheep know my voice, and they will not follow any other voice. That simply means I have to know the word of God. I have to know that Jesus came and died in the flesh. I can't depend on nobody to lead me and guide me. The Holy Spirit have to be my leader. The Holy Spirit have to be my guide. I have to trust and believe in God for my own outcome in life, because it's already predestined in Ephesians 1 that I was predestined before the foundation of the earth. I cannot sit back and listen to all these demonic force and sorts. It's just not going to work. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Every eye that the enemy bring, everything that he brings with a detainer, I break it off of my life. I repent. I repent. I repent. Every single thing, I'm not bringing it in 2026. I'm not carrying it over. I'm not doing that. I have to make some commitment. You have to make some commitment. No matter what the enemy brings, I am not bringing it in 2020. I'm taking a stand. I am taking a stand. I am taking the sword of the Spirit. See, I have my little thing that I got here. I don't even know where I got it from, but I get it from somewhere. I have to be armored. I have to put on this helmet. I have to go out there fighting in a war. Even though the wars are already won, it's already won. I have to go out there in this earth and let the enemy know that I know that the war is already won. And then I have to go out there and I have to have myself sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I got to know the word. Nobody cannot tell me the word. I have to know it for myself. I have to know the word of God. I have to know when somebody is saying something wrong. It's not going to bear with my spirit if it's not the word of God. I got to know this. I can't depend on grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, neighborhood. I got to know God's word for myself. I got to know it. And when knowing that word, I got to walk in love. I have to forgive. I've been through a situation this past couple of weeks. And I have to forgive. You think it does not hurt? Yes, it does. But I have to forgive according to 1 Corinthians 13. Love, forgive. That does not necessarily mean I'm going to be somebody's footstool. No, it's not. Do not take my kindness for weakness. I'm not weak. I just know that I have to forgive. Then I got to take on the breastplate of righteousness. We are in war. War with the enemy. We have been released ye on this earth to fulfill the plan of God. I don't know if you are getting it. I don't know, soldier, if you are getting it. I don't know if you know that the captain of your ship has already won the battle for you. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I have a clue. I just can't tell you. Don't keep running around the bush like the Israelites. I think it's a 3-day plan, a 4-day plan, whatever plan it was. It wasn't too much. It was not even a week. It took them 40 years. Look, man. It's time. It's time for a change. It's time to say enough is enough. It's time to move forward. It's time to take the word of God at what it worth. Powerful. Sharper than any edged sword. That's what it says in Hebrews. I remember when I was ministering in Connecticut and I have the church. And I put that up, and the guy, my beautiful thing, and I gave him my scriptures, and he messed up my scriptures. It bothered me for a couple of while, but I still put it up because I pay a lot of money for it. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. When the Word of God comes, it comes. It comes. When it comes and when it show up, it is, it's man, hey! People talk about the storm and the hurricane that comes. Melissa, the other day, when the Word of God comes, it comes with a distinction. Precise. It comes for that target. It's going to take it down. And you have that armor. You got it because it's been given to you as a soldier in the army of God. Don't know if you're getting it, but we are fasting all the time. When we have our, what you call it? Watch. One of the things that we had, it says, as a watchman, he said he was looking for an individual. And the watchman says, here I am, send me. Here I am, send me. I am ready for you to send me, Lord. So he said, okay. Just like he prepared Jesus a body. He prepared a body for us out of our mother's womb. And you know what's so sweet about it? If you were supposed to be dead, like he told me when I was going through my little dilemma the other day with certain folks, he reminded me. And that was a wake-up call. I have it on my phone because some of the time I got to write stuff down in my phone. I have all different prophetic stuff jotted down all over the place. All over the place. They're just not in one place. Because sometimes when the word, when it comes, when I get vision and it comes, and I don't want to lose it. And if I have a book, I used to have a book right next to my bed. But now I get up and I go into the living room, or am I coming to where my office is? Right now my office is like, oh God, help me. Because we're moving from Orlando with a lot of stuff. So now, you know, but that's another story. My God. Let me tell you something. We are called, appointed, and anointed by God. Don't sweat the small stuff. You hear me, Shawnee? Do you hear me? Don't sweat the small stuff. They can't outplay it because you're a player. You used to be a player, okay? What were you in Jamaica? Police? You were in armed forces? What were you doing down there? Huh?
No, I wasn't in the force.
What?
I wasn't in the force.
That's what I heard, the word police. You were in, it was in some kind of force, like something to do with armed forces?
No, Pastor.
And you gotta talk up loud because I can't hear. What were you in?
I wasn't.
What did you say? I can't hear you.
I wasn't in any force.
You were in the force. So you have an idea about army thing, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Oh my God. Show us, Shawnee.
Yes, I wasn't in the force or nothing.
Huh?
I wasn't in the force, but I know, you know, people love to play people.
You weren't in the force, you weren't in no kind of force, like, what do you do? Oh, I know you told me that you work with whatever, not right now, over there. So why am I seeing you like a military person? That knows about military, that knows how to fight.
Because in the spiritual realm, they call me Shango, the warrior.
That's what they call you, the warrior?
Yeah.
Who called you that?
Over the journey, I met someone, and it's every time they see the fire around me, and I'm a fire.
And who's that person that you met? Who was that person that say that?
People who do other stuff, you know, travels are life.
So these are like people that can see in the spirit, you mean?
Yes, Pastor.
People that, but they were clean people?
Yes.
They weren't them people out there, like, them people that you go to, like the Obia man, there wasn't them kind of people?
No, they have different religion, but they're good side and bad side. They're the clean side.
Oh, because I have to be very careful about some people. So if they're the clean side, and when they see you and they kind of give you a prophecy, is what you're saying?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Because when I'm talking to you, though, that's what I'm seeing, like a warrior. So use that warrior mentality, okay? Yeah. Use that warrior mentality because you know how to fight. And the Spirit of God is saying, like, you have been through so much. And as a matter of fact, some of the things God had shown me, we talk about it. But now he's saying, you have been through so much.
Yes, Pastor.
So what you gone through or what you're going through, that's nice. Because you know what? You're going to be able to minister to somebody along that line. And when you're ministering to them, you just don't hold your head down. You look them in the eye. And you let them know that God is real.
Amen.
You let them know that God is real. Because and they're going to say, how do you know he's real? He's real because you're looking at me. And this is what I've been through. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, me. You know what I mean? Me. And I can go all the way down to Z. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the power of the warrior. A warrior is not a person who just don't go through nothing. You're going to have to go through something. Warring, not only in the natural, but in the spirit. And when you come out and stand and shake off that dust, you could talk about the fire that you've been through.
Amen.
See, look, man. When you smell, you won't even smell that smoke. That is an art. That is an art that you have to go to God and ask him to give you a strategic plan, how to be a strategic, supernatural player.
Okay.
And in that supernatural player who is playing, he's going to give you playing words, and they're going to come up out of your mouth, and you're going to use it in your target against evil. So you got to listen, because I'm speaking to you by the Spirit. You're going to be targeting these people in the spirit that's evil with God's word. So that means out of your belly, words might be coming up out of your belly, which is different, and you may not even understand unless you ask the Father to interpret what you're saying. Because when you're dealing with evil spirit, you have to have that anointing to take spirits down, take them out, run them. Just like what Jesus did when he showed up and them spirits start bawling and said, my God, why did you come to torment me before the time? And Jesus told him, shh, shut up, because he didn't want nobody to know, because they was going to try to expose him. And what he did, he said, go into the pit. Where you want to go? And they said they want to go into the pit, and he sent them down. And there were legions. That is the same concept. Ask the Holy Spirit how to deal with these spirits. Understand me? And the Holy Spirit will give you words out of your belly to deal in spiritual warfare. That's how a spiritual person works, deals, stand, move strategically by the Spirit. Every single person online who is going to spiritual warfare, you should take note of that. There's a certain time you're going to pray in the spirit and you may not even understand what you're saying. I've been there. I remember when I was working at the Hartford. I was working at the Hartford and I had a demon on my job. As a matter of fact, two people moving in demonic spirits. One of them was from Peru and the other one was from India. And they come together because they were into spiritualism, and I didn't even know this. But when I went over to them, as a matter of fact, one of them was my trainer. And they trainer. Because she talked to me about the rehire in this department, and she thinks she controlled me. But I don't like nobody trying to think that they control me. So I was like a bull. And they didn't like that. So they team up on me. And then they went to the trainer who's going to train us all to execute and release us on her job. They didn't do nothing to these people. But that's how they roll. And the Spirit of God gave me information how to fight the war. And I had to take a piece of paper and a pen and write it down. Those are strategic warfare, where the Holy Spirit give you information how to war in the spirit. You cannot fight these spiritual garbage with your flesh. It have to be spiritual warfare, and sometimes you gotta go into the spirit, and the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do. And you follow the Holy Spirit. I had to. He said, Ruth, I want you to pray this prayer. And I prayed this prayer. And I think he had told me how many days to pray the prayer, and I prayed. And I'm going to tell you, my God, I was working over there, Farmington Avenue in Connecticut. The Hartford Insurance. And when I enter Farmington Avenue to go in, and the Spirit of God tell me what to do, and I prayed and go in. Hallelujah. When I sit up my desk, the people who is taking set on me, hallelujah to the King, I just hear the woman over there start screaming, oh my God, I'm leaving. Oh, glory to God. That woman had to leave that day. She didn't even get to pack her bag. They had to ship her back. They had to ship her back to her. Happy New Year, happy birthday, everything in one, my cousin. I love you. They had to ship her back. No, that's what the Holy Ghost will do. That's how the Holy Ghost operates. That's what the Holy Ghost do for his people. That's when he's doing spiritual warfare. There's certain time where you will not even, Shando Loba Ribe, not even be able to speak word of English. You got to go into the spirit because you're in a war. It's called spiritual warfare. And the Holy Spirit will tell you exactly how to move. The Holy Spirit will tell you exactly what to do. And you do it. This is not time. Look, I'm going to tell you right now. 2026. It is a year of change. And it's not going to be for, it's going to be for the supernatural, honey. Don't listen to anybody around you. Listen to God. But move in 2026. Yeah, as a person in charge. In charge of your house. In charge of your family. In charge of your money. If you wasn't a wise steward over what God gave you, because I have to repent. I'm repenting. I'm listening to my husband. I'm listening to Sanya. Man, Lord Jesus, if I ever was following Sanya, I would have been a billionaire right now. Okay? With all the money that passed through my hand. And then I said, Lord, you know, but I just love to give. I love to give. I just love to give, Lord. I just love to give. But sometimes you could give and put people in bondage. Put them in bondage and put me in bondage. So I behave myself, and I'm moving strategically, 2026. And if I used to say a lot of yes, 2026, it's going to be a whole lot of no's. That doesn't mean they're going to be yes, they're not going to be any yes, but I'm learning to say no. I'm learning to say, let me get back to you. I'm learning to say, let me talk to Kenneth first before I go out and make plans and then go in and say, Kenneth, no, I'm learning to say, I got to go communicate with my king. Because I'm just so used to say yes and then go in and tell my king, oh, you know, Kenneth, we're going, no. Back up. 2026 is a year for change for me. I don't know about nobody else. I'm just telling you guys. 2026 is a year for change. Won't be a whole lot of difference. I'm going to even look different. Because I have given some things to the Lord. And I'm doing this. I go into the bathroom, I stand there and I smile. Because I got to fall in love with me. And you got to fall in love with you. And you can't let no demon in hell come and tell you that you're ugly and you're this. No! Oh, God Almighty. You crazy? Are you going crazy? No. Crazy ain't the right word. Father, I repent. Lord God, I'm going to be doing a lot of repenting. I was going to say, are you out of your mind? Lord God, I'm going to repent about that. I even think what's on my mind. That's not of the word. I got to repent. Okay? I got to behave myself. I got to go out there and shimmy because I got to take some pounds off. Oh, Lord Jesus. Don't y'all call me up and y'all can't find me. Okay? Because I might be out there on the ground or something trying to get up and stand up. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, it's going to be a different 2026. Yes, sir. What are you planning on doing? Are you going to sit around and let these demons come in and tell you all kind of trash when you need to walk in righteousness? Righteousness is right standing with him. Right standing with God. So here I go. I am walking down the road. And here come these demons in my face. And because I am not clean, I can't drive them out. I can't tell them to flee because they know my inside or my out. That ain't righteous living. That is not righteous living. That is not right standing with God's word. So I have to change some stuff. You gonna have to change some stuff. Yes, because he said, even though you can drive out demons, even though you can speak and things are changing, and if you're not walking in love, there ain't nothing in hell gonna change for you. Love have to work with my ministry. You think it's easy? But I was called to drive demons. What were you called to do? What is your concept in life? How did the Holy Spirit tell you to move and live? What did he tell you he called you to do? Who are you? Who am I? Gift and calling is beyond repentance. He could go and he could find a donkey and use a donkey. But I want him to use me. So therefore, I got to cut the crap. My baby Verna, my cousin, my friend over there, I got to cut the crap. I got to have somebody to be, I have to have, we call the word accountability. Look. I know that I'm anointed. I know you can't come up in my face. I know I can't run a demon from here to here. I know that. Wherever the demon's supposed to run to. I know that for a fact. I know when demons see me, they tremble. But if I don't do certain stuff and certain things, I may not be around to live my life out to do what I was called to do. Get it? This ain't time for me to be playing games. This ain't time for you to be playing games. This is time for us to know the voice of the King, the voice of God. And don't be running around with every itchy ears. Because they're called the spirit of deception. That means you can be deceived. Because he is the great deceiver. Oh yeah, we got gifts and we got powers and we are anointed. But if we don't play our cards right, he will take us out. The Father God will just stop back and let somebody else come in. He's not going to kill you, but the devil going to kill you. And it ain't no joke. I don't want nobody telling me no crap because it's the facts. God move his hand and the devil come in and you say bye. I see fire being lit. So you need your mocks to be cleaned out. Let the fire God come in and clean out your mock, because that's what fire do. Fire is a refiner. He comes in and it cleans you out. Water comes and it washes. What the fire does, it comes and it cleans, but the water washes you. After you've been clean, after the fire comes and after it burns out your mock, comes out, slimy, slimy muck. Then come the water comes and it washes you clean. It's a process. It is a process. My God, it's a process. And when you get those finances, ask God to help you to be a wise steward. He's watching over us and he is taking good care of us. He loves us so much. And I'm talking, and there is an anointing of God releasing right now over the airways. I could just feel it. It feels like a spirit of peace, because someone needed to hear this. Someone wanted peace. Put your hand over your heart. Tara, put your hand over your heart. And why am I picking? Why are you picking on me? Because I feel like it. The Holy Spirit told me to. Put your hand over your heart. Father God, this is a love walk. You call this a love connection. Oh, Superfly. What does Superfly mean? If you're, what would somebody in your era used to say Superfly? In Tara? They used to tell you that you're a Superfly? They used to tell you Superfly? Yep. I ain't a word. I'm Superfly. I'm like, Superfly? So you were... Okay, Tara, so you were Superfly. All right. So what that spirit comes with? A party type? Party type. What does the Superfly person does? Tell me. When a person said a person is Superfly, what do they mean by a person being Superfly? What does that mean? What do they mean by that?
Like a partyist person.
A party. So in the natural, when a person like myself likes to party. So now, Miss Party Person, you go into the spirit now and you take it out of your belly. When you're doing warfare, Superfly, you go into your belly and you break up all those spiritual elements out of your belly from generations to generation. And the same word that fly, you break those spirit, those fly type spirit, those party demons. Wow. Those alcoholic demons that's released in one's family. Sexual demons that's released in one family. That simply means what's going on in the airways right now. It may not necessarily only for you, Tara. It could be for a spectrum of folks. Illicit sex. Kilibokondalaba. A spirit that's detainable. A spirit that comes in and it familiarizes itself to a generation. We break it and we bind it now. In the spirit of God, we break it and we command every toe-like spirit that walks around with, they call it with the mind control, brain come in, is a person that is very smart and they come in subtly to mess with the mind. Back off, Nathan. Back off, demonic witchcraft. Witch type black spirit, you are broken now in the realm of the spirit. I break it. I see you, woman. I see you. I break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes. War type spirit coming from the sea type. Leviathan spirit. Oh, the spirit of the python that comes in and wraps himself around a generation and squeeze the daylight out of it. I break it and I bind it. It comes in with sickness. It comes in with poverty. I break it and I bind it. Homosexual spirit, sexual demon, alcoholic spirit, you're broken. Overeating spirit, you are broken. Spirit of intimidation, you are broken. Broken. War in the spirit. You are broken. Schizophrenia. You are broken. Spirit of madness. You are broken. Poverty demon. Glory to God. 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 Double A Tore Baba. Everything that comes in with a sex type spirit, homosexuality, broken in the spirit. Lesbian broken. Yabashotore Baba. Sickness and disease. Kore Otolaba. Early pregnancy. You come against early pregnancy? Abortion? Spirit of debt? My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Yeah! Lembo. Lembo Yabahika. Lembo Yabahaya. Lembo Yabashiki. Lemba Yelabaha. Remango Leba Setele de Yando Bahi. Dalido Basandele de Hikita. Every spirit that walks from downstairs to the upstairs in the house, walking in and trying to find refuge in the house. You hear those spirits coming up. I drive them out. You and Abasata. I remember one time they tried to do that to me over there on Laconia Street when I was living. You come up in my house, you ain't paying no rent. You ain't paying no rent over there. Get out! Get out! Talk about spirit of war tonight. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Get out, get out, and go back to where you come from. Hell, and do not walk them streets. Do not mess with nobody. No car accident. No untimely death. Jehovah Kibah. I am that I am. Self-existing God. Beloshokisha Baba. The one who is powerful. Bilimbako Shakala Baba. Abrainoma Sete. Every conflict. We are covered with the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Every sickness, wherever the sickness is, put your hand over there and I command that sickness, I command that pain, I command that blood disorder to cease in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name that is above every single name. Satan, under my voice, you must bow. You have no power, you have no authority, you must bow. You have no power, you have no authority, you must bow. I plead the blood. I plead the blood in your house. Every nicotine, I break it and I bind it. Every spirit of reefer, I break it and I bind it. Every pill type that you have to take, those drugs that's not of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you won't be dependent. Father, I declare, Father, I declare healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing in the mighty name of Jesus. My God. What is that? What in the world is that? I said, get out. Get out. Get out, lion. Get out. Oh, get out of that house. Get out of that house under the sound of my voice. Get out. Yes, 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 Jesus. Come on in, Jesus. Come on in, Holy Ghost. Come on in. Make your presence. I want you guys, when you guys get off the phone or even now, I want you to start anointing your house with oil. I want you to say, you do not have no place up in here, devil. You do not have no place. This is my house, and you will not stay in here. In the name of Jesus, you don't have no authority. I give you no place in my house. You have no authority on my TV. You don't have no authority in my bedroom. You don't have no authority in my kitchen, in my living room, my dining room, my yard, my job, if I'm working, my car. You don't have no authority. War in the spirit. Warfare is called. Warfare is called. Maestos de Bequista. The belt, truth, truth. I speak the truth no matter what it may be like. I'ma tell you how I feel, but I'ma walk in love anyway. I'ma look you in the eye and say that's a lie. I'ma look you in the eye and say you messing up. I'ma look you in the eye and say, ain't no way you gonna come in my house and think you gonna be in charge when I'm supposed to be in charge of my house. Oh no, devil, get out, get out, get out. I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord, but I'ma speak truth. I love you with the love of the Lord, but I'ma speak truth. The belt, that mean that belt that holds up my waist. That belt that holds up my waist. I have a pants, if I could wear a pants, and the pants don't have no belt and it's falling down to my knees like I'm in prison, I am getting out of my prison clothes and I'ma take my belt, which is the Holy Ghost belt, and I'ma gird myself up, I'ma tie my waist, and I'ma draw it. Yes, Lord God, Satan, you ain't got no power and no authority over me. I will not lie. I will speak truth. That's how I'm going to overcome that one. That's how I'm going to fight that one. That's how the combative spirit going to come out of me. Tara, yes, that's how you gonna see me out there jumping and carrying on. That's how you gonna see me out there doing my dance. That's how you gonna see me out there partying in the spirit. That's where you gonna see me out there plead the blood of Jesus over my situation. A blood prevailer, blood prevailer, truth. Oh my God. And then I'm gonna walk around because I got salvation in my, oh God, this is my crown. That's gonna be my helmet. Do you wanna know how to get saved? Because I gave my life to Jesus. Do you want me to give you an understanding? That's what I'm going to say when I'm walking around and somebody said, why you look so different? Why you operate so different? And I'm like, yeah, because Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. And I gave my life to him a couple years ago. Do you want me to tell you what to do? And yes, then I read my Romans 10:9-10. Yes. If I just confess with my mouth and say, woo, Jesus, you died on the cross. That's what it is. Yes, you died on the cross. And you rose upon the third day. Yeah. You shed your blood for me. Yeah. And I believe that if I give my life to you, yeah, you can be my Lord and my Savior. Yeah. That simple, yeah. Yeah, that's simple. Really? Oh, yeah. But let me just try it. And I said, yeah, try it. That's what I did. And I was going through all my stuff. And I just believed that everything was going to go. And nothing was making out right. And you actually came. And it's not going to be easy because that's when the enemy is going to come in and try to shake your house down. But if you're on the ground and you're not built in the sand, take the word of God now and start reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They see in Jamaica, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John put on the fork and nail in the air. No, we're not going to be eating nothing with your hand. You're going to use the word and put it in your mouth. And you're going to say, Lord, feed me, Lord. Tears rolling down your eyes every day. Feed me, Lord God. I was out there running the street. I was out there doing this. But Lord, this kind of high, I love this kind of high. Feed me, Lord. When I'm reading your word, Lord, Let me get an understanding. I love the King James, Lord, but I gotta have to get a Bible that I really understand. Send people in my path, Lord. That's all I'm gonna pray. Send somebody in my path that's gonna help me to have know a little bit better than I am. And Father, if they're trying to lead me down the wrong way, speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. Because Lord, I depend on you. And I know, God, you're going to send me to the right place. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, I may messed up. Yes, because I'm a human being and I understand and you understand, Lord. But my desire is for you to lead me and guide me. Guide me, Lord. Guide me, Lord. Lead me to a place of worship where I could worship with other believers like myself now. Lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. That's what we're going to do as a warrior. We don't want to be sheep in wolf clothing. Lead me, Lord. And then, Lord, fate. Put me on the right scriptures that I can understand faith. Because someone told me that, is it true, Lord, that faith is actually the backside of fear? Father, I want to be in front. I don't want to be in the back burner. I want to be in front. And if faith is the front line, put me in the front line, God. Teach me about faith. Give me the scriptures. Teach me about Moses. Teach me about Abraham, Sarah. Teach me, Lord. You see, Lord, I've been running the street all this time. And now I want it to be a new day. So I'm depending on you, Lord. I'm depending on you. Teach me about faith. I'm depending on you, Lord. And yes, faith is the evidence of things not seen. It is an evidence of things not seen. So in other words, what I'm believing you for, it's already there because it's an evidence of things not seen. Is that true, Lord? Give me the scripture to back that up. Oh. And how does this faith come about? How does this faith actually come about? Faith come by hearing? Really? So that means I have to actually hear your word? Oh, okay. Okay. So I will spend time in your word. Faith. And Lord talks about in this war that the armor that I need. I see where it says right here, my shoes are supposed to be peace. Wow. That I remain every single where that I go. It's supposed to be peaceful. And if there's no peace, you're telling me that I have to leave? Because my armor have to be ready at all time for this war? Teach me your concept. Teach me, Lord. Teach me how to fight. Teach me, Lord. I honestly need you, Lord. I honestly need to hear from you, Lord. Because you see, Lord, the job that you gave me to do, I actually cannot do it in my flesh. I have to do it in the spirit. And I have to build up my spirit man. Because I am a strategic warrior. I am a warrior, and I move strategically in the spirit. And my father is a spirit. And if I'm going to worship him, I must worship him in spirit and in truth. Teach me, Lord, I am a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a body. 2026. Teach me how to be a strategic player in your kingdom. Jehovah Cuba, I need you to show yourself. I need you. I'm in this place right now, and I'm in a place right now where I see the fire, the water, the earth, the mountains. I see blue sea. I see a war that is behind a location, which is a land. And the Father is saying, I have taken you out of that war. Wow. I'm taking you through the fire. Wow. My God, am leading you. My God, just like he lead Moses through that water. Oh my God, he said, I'm leading you through your struggles. And I'm taking you to your dry land. And in this dry land, it's a place of peace. It's a place of joy, abundance, and tranquility, saith the Lord. Oh, I receive that. Oh, I embrace that. And I take that right now. Then I see us running and giving God praise. I see us running and giving God praise. I see us running and giving God praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna. It is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. This is grace. It's supernatural joy. Go for it, 2026, and give God praise. Go and look up what Jehovah. And I just hear it just now, even before I got on the line. Go in and look at what Jehovah, K-E-B-B-A-H, look at it and look what it means. Because I didn't even go research it. I just hear it comes out of my spirit. And then when I look it up, it coincides with Exodus 3:14-15. I am that I am. Self-existent one. He who caused to become. Because I was going to talk in regards. And everything ties in regards to be that soldier. So I want you to know, we are going to have a wonderful year. 2026 is a year of prosperity. It's a year of joy and peace. I mean, I could just feel it. Go in and embrace the Father. Take what you can get. Trust Him for every single thing because He already provided. And once you're reading Exodus 3:14-15, go in and look up Ephesians 1. It talks about predestined. Predestined. It talks about you are predestined before the earth ever even come into existence. You are already predestined. God knows what you're supposed to be. Get in line with Him. Move with Him strategically. Trust God and live. That's what faith is all about. I love you, people. Yeah, I love you. I love you. I love you. It's been a pleasure to come back and see all you with y'all wonderful, beautiful faces. We are in for a ride. Let's come together. Hey, let's come together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know who sing that. But it just put in my heart. Look, I could party. I could party. Okay? You don't want me to party. You want me to stay in the spirit. Da, 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 da. I don't know what kind of song is that. Let's get together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, 2026. There's something brewing. You feel it? You feel it, my cuz? You feel it? There is something. I will tell you right now. 2026 is an excitement. Okay? Today, I think, is the 5th. Embrace it. It is going to be an excitement. Last year was a roller coaster. This year, it is going to be an excitement. And I want to be excited in it. So I want to tell you guys, I love you. Hopefully, we'll be back next Monday. I would love to see you guys again. Tell somebody about the line. Bring them on. We are in the line of the supernatural. People used to come to Manchester and all over Connecticut and online. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is just the start. The party already begun. And God is getting ready to do some stuff. You're going to hear about healing. You're going to hear about deliverance. I'm going to be coming into Connecticut. I don't know the date. I already kind of a little bit telling Kenneth that we got to go. So this is the year I'm going to be up there in Connecticut. All right? Put it on your queue. Get yourself together. It is going to be a party. 2026. People going to be getting up out of a wheelchair. Brain dead people going to come back together. Demons are going to run and flee and scream. Embrace the presence of the Holy Spirit. God has did something and He gonna be doing some shakeup. Hey, my girl, my daughter, my Latia, my girlfriend over there. My girl with our mic over there acting up or singing. I see her like on Saturdays or Sundays in church. You guys get ready. Get ready because I might have to have you preaching, girl. Mrs. Elder over there and Latia, you're going to have to come over and you're going to have to. I'm going to tell you right now, Latia, you're going to be praying. You're going to be the prayer wire, okay? So we're going to be in this together and we're going to do this together. I'm going to see if I could recruit Sana to come with me. You didn't hear that yet. Oh, and Verna, I'm going to see if she can recruit to come. We're going to get a team together, okay? Because we're going out for the fire. We are coming in for landing. Destiny, you might have to get shape up and straighten up. We might have to just go on a team. Believe God for the finances to come in, that we have a little place where we could just hook up, like, you know, where we have, what you call it, Airbnb, and we just be there for strategic. And we just minister maybe for 2 days. We just roll with the, we just got to do it. We have to do it. We got to come with a date. And I'm telling you, God is getting ready to shake up the New England area from South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, oh Lord God Almighty, New Jersey, Delaware, all the way back down to Texas. Let the folks come and experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. So listen up, New England, we're back, we're coming, we're going to be there, okay? Hey, I love you guys, have a great night, tell everybody that we're coming. I'm going to have to go pray about the date, and once I get the date, I'll let y'all know, and we're going to be in business. God bless y'all.